You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends.
Yo, YBH.
Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit, and I'm back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And I'm 30 years old. Just had my birthday this past Saturday. I had a blast. Had a lot of fun. I had too much fun. I don't party often, so it was a lot for me. I had a couple people tell me stories, and I don't know who that guy was, but it wasn't me. We're going to act like that ain't happened. But I definitely had fun, man, bringing in a new decade. So I'm excited. I got vacation coming up, but hey, we still grinding. This grind ain't going to stop. So with all that being said, man, let's get into the episode. So today, yesterday I was on TikTok, and, you know, Creed 3 just came out. So I saw a couple Creed 3 TikToks, and there's this one video where this guy's wife is bragging about Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors in the movie. So I told y'all, fit men, they love it. So let's go ahead. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at this video, man. Here we go.
Do not take your wife to see Creed 3.
Thank you for taking me to see Creed, honey. It was so good. I mean, when I saw Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors, their arms, it's like their back. They're like the bodies. They weren't born that way. They made that happen. Like, whatever they did, I have no idea. But their arms and their backs, oh my God, it was just. Hun, where are you going?
I gotta do something.
Oh.
Okay, so I tried to tell y'all a few weeks ago, and a few weeks before that on multiple podcasts, that women like fit bodies. And it's okay. Like, it's okay to admit it. I don't know why people don't want to admit it. I don't know why women want to lie and say they prefer a dad bod. Or, you know, if you think dad bods are better husbands, just say that. But don't sit there and lie and say that you prefer a dad bod. Because, let's keep it real. Women, y'all look at men just like y'all accuse us of looking at y'all. It's the same thing. We get accused, and y'all do the same thing. Y'all do it more than we do, just being honest, speaking as a fit dude. Y'all do it more, and this is why men don't want their wives training with male trainers. That's exactly why. That is exactly why, because they know they're going to look. So, my thing, fellas, just get in shape. Stay in shape. Be something that you want your wife to look at. You know, create a physique that you think your wife would be attracted to and look at. That's the solution right there. Don't try to keep away from trainers, because she could have a fit dude at work that she looks at, man. Just be the fit guy that she look at, and you ain't got to worry about it. You're going to have a little more confidence and be a little more comfortable with it, because, like I said, it's fit people everywhere. It's not just the trainer. So don't try to just blame the trainer and keep her away because you don't like male trainers and you feel some type of way. So, and then at the end of the video, you see him. Now you try and go to the gym. You could have been at the gym, but you want to go to the gym when your wife start pointing out men's physiques in the movie. So it's too late now, but actually it's not too late. I'm glad he did something about it. He was proactive about it. But bro, you should have been in the gym, man. Fellas, get in the gym. Just like that clip I dropped a couple weeks ago. I got some good engagement. Get in the gym, fellas. And like I always say, if you think your girl wasn't looking, she's looking. Just like if a bad joint walk past you, she got a nice body, big butt, toned legs, you know, whatever you into, and she walk past, you gonna look. You're gonna look. Just then, so the same thing. If somebody walk by, big shoulders, big chest, six pack, toned back, a dude, your wife is looking, bro. I don't care. You know, I don't mean she have to act on it. I'm not saying that, but she's looking. So, here, I'll play it one more time just for y'all, just to see if I want to add anything else to this.
Do not take your wife to see Creed 3.
Thank you for taking me to see Creed, honey. It was so good. I mean, whew, when I saw Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors, their arms, it's like their back, they're like, the bodies. They weren't born that way. They made that happen. Like, whatever they did, I have no idea. But their arms and their backs, oh my God. It was just, hun, where are you going?
I gotta do something.
He got to get his feelings hurt to go to the gym and put some work in. Man. And then you heard her. She said they weren't born like that. They did something. So I thought it was genetics, though. That's what y'all told me. Y'all told me it was genetics. But here go the wife acknowledging the work that's being put in. So she get it. People ain't stupid, man. This whole video just debunked a lot of bullshit that I be hearing, man. So, God. All right. On to the next video. So, we got in a discussion at the gym today because I had one girl, who left my training session for a while. She just came back, you know, within the past 2 weeks, and she made a joke about missing the session. She missed her session yesterday. She made a joke, an inappropriate joke. So we got on the topic of sex being exercise. Like, the girls are trying to tell me that sex is exercise, and I'm like, that's not exercise. If you don't come to the gym, you didn't exercise. And she's like, well, I did this and that. That's not exercise, right? And I'm about to show you why it's not exercise. I'm about to debunk the whole thing. Well, that's what I do. I debunk shit. That's what I do. I debunk the bullshit. So that was a big debate, and the girls were not trying to hear that. And this is a fitness podcast, so I'm not about to get too explicit, but you know, this TikTok I saw, it goes a little bit into detail, so we're gonna talk about it, and then I'm gonna debunk it in my way. All right, so I'm gonna play this video I saw on TikTok from the Mind Pump podcast, pretty good fitness podcast. So go ahead and support them. I get a lot of gain from them on fitness, so let's check it out.
There's one thing you can do that'll increase your sex drive, improve the quality of your sex, and give you better orgasms. It's exercise, and specifically, it's lifting weights. Studies show that lifting weights properly gives you more sex drive, gives you better sex, and improves the quality of your orgasms, especially for women, because the studies show that that women experience better and more frequent orgasms, because this can be an issue more commonly in women where they maybe have a trouble achieving orgasm. Studies will also show that too much exercise, in particular, too much endurance-based exercise, long distance running, cycling, overdone does the opposite. But appropriate exercise improves everything, and then strength training has been shown to be the most effective.
So if lifting weights improves your sex drive, right? If exercising improves your sex drive, then how is sex exercise? If exercise is something that improves it. That's my first thing I don't understand. So if there's something outside of that that can improve it, if you can lift weights and improve your drive, that's not exercise. Sex is not exercise. That's point number one. Point number two. If sex is exercise, show me the results and the transformations, and I'll wait for it. Cause I ain't never seen somebody who dropped their weight just off some, yeah, I've been getting it in. Like, please show me. I would love to see it. And y'all, what y'all would do is y'all will show me one out of 2 million people in this study that did it and be like, it can happen. Did it? No, show me the results. I want to see it. Because I'm going to tell you this. I know plenty of women, including the one who just stopped her workouts and came back and they missed her workout yesterday. I know plenty of women who stopped their training sessions. I know plenty of women who stopped their training sessions. I'm pretty sure they continued to have sex outside of the training sessions, and they came back bigger than what they were when they stopped training. Or they came back at their original weight, or came back and gained some weight because they weren't in the gym. Right? So if that's exercise, why does that happen? Fellas too. Fellas do the same thing. A couple of my married fellas, the husbands, they stopped their workouts, left, came back, they were bigger. You know, one dude left, he left, got married, took a like 8-month break, came back, dude gained all his weight back. He gained 30 pounds back that quick. So if it's exercise, why does that happen? Really, that shit don't make sense to me. So don't sit here and tell me it's exercise when people get the fat back that they lost or the weight back that they lost. So it doesn't make sense to me. And then another thing too, like if it's exercise, why is it that when you come back to workout, you huffing and puffing on every exercise? Or you walk up a flight of steps and you tired. I thought you were exercising though. No, it's not the same. Oh, okay. All right, cool. Or the first weight that you lift, you tired, or you asked me to lower the weight, but you was having sex when you gone. Don't make sense to me. So don't come to me with that bullshit. It's not exercise. I don't want to hear it. And then another thing too, right? It might be like, I guess you can call it like a high intense activity, whatever you want to call it. But you're not going to burn enough calories to put yourself in a deficit. That's how you lose fat and lose weight, right? You got to put yourself in a caloric deficit. You're not going to burn so many calories to where you're in a caloric deficit. So you're not going to lose weight like that. It's just not going to happen. So, it was crazy. We were arguing for like 20 minutes about that, and literally like every excuse they had, I just debunked it all. I just debunked the whole thing. You girls are crazy, man. So I don't know. Everybody wants to argue with me, but then when I start pulling out facts and I start pulling out statistics, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. Makes no sense to me. All right, man. This third video. This is crazy. This video was crazy, man. All right. So we got this girl getting some type of treatment. I'm going to assume she has like a BBL or something, because that's just what it looks like. That's what her waist looks like. And the girl who's performing the treatment, she looked like she has a BBL as well. So, let's take a look at it, man. Check this out. So she got this thing and she's kind of like scrubbing the girl's waist. So I'm not sure what this is or what you call it, but this is some straight bullshit. This is crazy. This is ridiculous. Straight bullshit. So ladies, and I mean, we gotta stop with these quick fixes, all right? I was talking today about I had one girl coming today, and she told me that if she don't lose 10 pounds, she's gonna get lipo. And I'm just gonna clear this up. If you want to get lipo, that's absolutely fine, right? But it can't be because you just didn't do what you needed to do to lose the weight or reach your goal, right? I encourage lipo if you like got some excess fat from a pregnancy that you just can't get rid of, or you got fibroids, or you know, something of that nature. But you know, the girl hasn't gone on any type of like strict diet or really, you know, committed herself to 5 days of training sessions or anything like that. So I was like, I don't think lipo's a good idea. I think you should go harder with your diet and your workout first. And she wasn't trying to hear that. She wasn't trying to hear that shit. So what I basically told her was, and she was talking about one of her friends just got lipo and her stomach is so flat. And I was like, well, if her stomach's so flat, she has a chance to get fat again because she didn't change her habits. She didn't develop any discipline. She didn't develop any lifestyle changes. And she's like, yeah, now that I think about it, she drinks a lot. She eats whatever she wants. And I'm like, she'll be fat in a couple years. You know, it might be less than that. But ladies, y'all got to understand that we're going to be 40s, 50s one day. And the only reason I understand that is because I have the exposure. I'm privileged because I get to be around these older people that have gotten surgery. But that BBL is not going to stop diabetes. It's not going to stop heart disease. It's not going to stop cardiovascular disease. It's not going to stop heart attack. It's not going to stop any of that bullshit. It's not going to stop the fat from coming back. It's not going to stop the fat, the cellulite on your arms from coming. So look, you can get these surgeries, but it's not going to be a good long-term solution. You're going to be lit on the gram. You're going to take a picture. Ass going to be fat. Boobs going to be poking out. You might get a couple DMs from the fellas, because I know the fellas, they thirsty in the DM. You know how that go. But look, ladies, long term, you're going to regret it. I done seen it happen so many times. And, like, I'm not telling y'all not to do it. But I think if that's what you want to do, you got your mind made up. Develop the lifestyle first. So get in the habit of going to the gym at least 4 times a week. Get in the habit of eating lean protein, eating vegetables, drinking a gallon of water every day or more. And just have that foundation before you get the surgery, and you'll be all right. But I see so many girls get it, and they go backwards. So keep that in mind, all right? Back to this video. What the hell is this? What is this? The girl doing it, she looks like she's burning more calories than the girl receiving the treatment. It's ridiculous. She's the one working hard. She probably got a better chance of getting her weight smaller doing all that work. Look like an upper body workout. It's crazy, but man, this is insane, dog. And I mean, I've seen all types. I've seen a girl doing like, it's ridiculous, rubbing like a wooden thing on her belly. I mean, I've seen it all at this point. This is ridiculous, man. So, ladies, be careful with all this surgery and stuff. It can't be good long term for you. It can't be. I mean, I've seen it, but I'm sure some things that I'm not even mentioning, like, you know, some girls die getting that surgery. So just be careful. I mean, at the end of the day, our bodies, like, nobody is born fat. Okay, I don't care what y'all say. Nobody comes out the womb fat. When you a baby, you don't just come out here big as hell. Now your genes might be different, right? It might be harder for you to lose, or you might be naturally thicker than others, but you don't just come out obese. And you know, we got to pay attention to the habits, and we got to take some blame and take some accountability. That's it. That's the issue right there. So, I mean, that's crazy, ladies. Y'all do better than that. And then back to this Michael B. Jordan and dad boss stuff, like, you know, so I just forgot to pull this article up, but I had pulled up the article about, there was a Yale professor, yeah, I'll put it right here, the Yale professor saying that dad bods are more attractive. And, you know, I haven't heard one girl, including my mom, say that them fit men in Creed 3 were unattractive. I ain't heard one woman say that. Not one. But I've seen bellies in movies, dad bods movies, and women be like, ew, da 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 da. And like, I'm not trying to shit on nobody, obviously, but I'm just keeping it real. Like, some of these articles and commercials and propaganda they put out there, you gotta be careful, man. They trying to keep you fat. You know, being fast food industry and all this, these candy and sugar and all this other shit, $1 trillion industry, man. I mean, fitness is a $1 billion industry too, but the fat industry is bigger than fitness. So it wouldn't be ideal for people to encourage fitness, because them $1 billion companies would go out of business. So. Just keep that in mind, man. Keep that in mind. They want you to be fat. You know, a lot of people benefit off of you being fat, so you ain't gotta listen to it, man. And then, You know, I put out so much free game on this podcast, but most people just ain't, they ain't gonna listen to it. They are not gonna listen to it, man. That applies to business, that applies to relationships. There's so much free game, books, information out there, and people ain't gonna listen to it. That's why, you know, a lot of clients, when my clients get to a certain point where they just not listening to anything I'm telling them and I'm repeating myself, because I don't have time to be doing that. You know, I kind of just stay on you to a point to where it's uncomfortable for you to come in that gym and train with me. It's uncomfortable for you to go out and eat fat shit. And, you know, I saw your story this weekend, you drinking and, you know, you huffing and puffing in the session. You're not taking it seriously. You're not getting your extra cardio in. I'm going to make it really uncomfortable for you to want to come back. And people eventually quit. And I'm at the point now where, like, you know, I wish I could help everybody, but I just don't have that type of time and energy. I got a lot of stuff going on. Especially this podcast, this YouTube, this stuff takes up so much of my time. Y'all have no idea. But, you know, I want to grow and I want to continue to help people. So, but yeah, man, that's another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I got some dope stuff coming out on, you know, some birthday content. And, you know, I got the long form content, but I got a lot more short form stuff too, because people's attention spans are shorter. So I know sometimes people want me to come on here and do a 30-minute show every time, but I feel like I'm putting out some valuable information. So I want people to get it. I want people to hear this. And a lot of people just don't have the attention span for it. So I try to cater to both sides. I try to cater to the long form, cater to the short form content. So, you know, I appreciate y'all rocking with me. I appreciate the support. You know, any comments, any suggestions, send me the videos you want me to react to. Send me any questions. If I suck at something, if I can do something better, let me know. Shoot me a message. I take criticism pretty well. So, appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm going to see y'all on the next episode. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in B&B.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.